This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We're going to continue today with what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about dunya? What verses, in which concept or context he explained dunya to us. So let's go ahead and share with you some of the verses that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the Quran referring to dunya. Subhanallah, when you read the Quran and when you reflect on it, it's reality. Zuyina linnas, it made beautiful to people. Zuyina linnas yuhubbu shahawat, the love of desires. And then he explains what are these desires. حب الشهوات من النساء for the men, woman. What the woman love? Children. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين, children. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة. And the heaps and stacks of gold and silver. والخيل المسومة. It's a certain kind of horses that has special mark on the forehead, which is very expensive. These days for us, expensive cars. والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. الأنعام is basically animals, which could be what? Could be wealth, could be business. والحرث is actually lands. Now Allah didn't say this is bad. Allah didn't say why you're loving this. He said, ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا. This is the enjoyment of this life. Remember, the rain came. We were born, we were young. And then we grow up and then we start having all this beauty, the enjoyment of this life. We enjoy it, but Allah reminds us of something. ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. What is the حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ? And Allah has better return. Or when you return, Allah has better. So Allah is telling us the beauty of this life. And He enumerates things, and these things are all halal. But now He's telling me, focus on the better. قُلْ أَوْنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ. Do you want me to tell you better than that? What is it, Ya Allah? لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Now, this is not for everybody. And this is not for the smart people or hard worker or this or that. You have to be a person of taqwa, person of Allah conscious. What am I going to get, Ya Rabbi? جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. You and I, Ya Rabbi Amin, will get gardens. Dwell in it eternally. And rivers goes under it. Okay, but I'm not going to be alone, am I? No. وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَ. You're going to have pure spouses. And something we're not going to get it in dunya. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. In addition to all this material things, we're going to have the pleasure. Allah is pleased with me and you. What are we going to get out of this? Only He knows. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of what the human beings do. So this is reality. This is what we love in this dunya. Then in the third one, there is many verses in the Quran about the dunya, but I'm going to share one more with you, which is the verse in Surah Al-Hadid, which combines the two I have just shared with you. I'lamu. No. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says I'lamu, literally pay attention, meaning I should know. I'lamu annama al-hayat al-dunya. No. Life is but the following. Innama, meaning this is what it is. Na'ibun, wa lahwun, wa zinatun, wa tafakhurun baynakum, wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad, kamathali ghaythin, a'jaba al kuffara nabatu, thumma yahidu, tarahu musfarra, thumma yakunu hutama, wa fil akhirati adabun shadidun, wa maghfiratun min Allahi wa ridwan, wa mal hayatu dunya illa mata'ur. Now Allah is giving me both. Learn, know that this life or the life of this world is nothing but amusement, distraction, play, boosting between each other, competition to increase or competition in increase of wealth and children. It's like exactly a rain whose plants grow, pleases the farmer, then it dries. And you see it turned yellow and it becomes debris. And in the hereafter, there is severe punishment and forgiveness from Allah and approval and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this worldly life except the enjoyment of the delusion? Let's look at this one because this combines almost everything. Number one, I need to know. يَعْلَمُ. I need to remind myself on a daily basis that what I am living, as sometimes we call it the rat race, very busy, running around, juggling all this. What is it? لَعِبُونَ وَلَهُمْ. It is a play and amusement and distractions and collecting more competition between people. But this is how it is. How do I remind myself? Look at plants. That's why Allah always give us examples. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ. It rains, you look. If you are a person who loves gardening, look at it and remember this verse. You bring a small, sometimes seeds or a small plant, you give it water, give it time, and then it becomes beautiful flower or a huge tree. But for how long? And then what happens? ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. We get old and we get weak and then we die. And then what's waiting for us there? عَذَابٌ شَدِيرٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Two choices. Either it's going to be severe punishment or it is going to be forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It all depends. What did I do here? What did I do with all what he gave me? The beauty, the children, the wealth, the gold, the silver, the job. At the end, there's two results. It depends what did I choose in this dunya. Did I choose whatever Allah gave me from the wealth, the children, the money, the status, to work for my akhirah, live my dunya? But I work for my akhirah, then forgiveness from Allah and pleasure of Allah is waiting for me. If I'm going to spend my time focusing on beauty, career, children, competition, I want to be the best without any thought of the akhirah, then Allah will give it to me. But then at the end, if he said, عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ, severe punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important thing is teach us this concept, many of these concepts. Help us to live in this balance. We want to live in this dunya the way it pleases Allah and enjoy what he gave us, but at the same time, never to get distracted from the real place where we're going to be living there forever. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.